Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. While we are still in short winter hours, the garden is beginning to show a bit of spring color. So set up your profile and make some reservations to visit the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Then grab your mask and your reusable water bottle and come out to visit the garden. As you enter the garden through the atrium, you can see the very first of the season's daffodils is in bloom. It's been just a bit over 2 weeks since the shoots poked up through the soil, and already the blooming is beginning. There are more daffodils planted throughout the garden, and they're planted with hundreds of tulip bulbs. So as we get farther into the season, they'll turn into a wonderful super bloom of springtime. One of the most beautiful blooms of the winter into spring season are the cymbidium orchids. And in Southern California, these orchids can be grown outdoors in your garden. If you walk into the entrance to the upper meadow, around the base of the coral tree, there are a few cymbidium plants. One of them is blooming now, and the others have buds just waiting to burst. Cymbidium flowers are a wonderful addition to the garden, as the flower spikes generally have between 7 and 11 blooms on each stalk and come in a rainbow of exotic colors. The blooms can last up to 3 months in the garden or a couple of weeks as a cut flower, and one plant can have multiple flower stalks. Keep a watch on these cymbidiums as the plants will bloom over the next few months, so always something beautiful to see here. Heading out of the upper meadow and down to the formal rose garden, you'll see that while the roses have been basically pruned back to prepare for the coming spring, there are always some beautiful buds to enjoy, like the pink promise planted as a border along the entrance ramp, and the beautiful yellow sparkle and shine rose planted across the walk from the pink promise. Further into the garden, the climbing rose, Stormy Weather, also has some charming blooms to enjoy. If you head out onto Tram Road and to your right, you'll walk through the Banyan Grove and down to Sakura Meadow, where there's a new border for the sculpture Firestone by Peter Volkos. Firestone is on loan from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art to the South Coast Botanic Garden and now has an interesting new border of agave plants enhancing its surroundings. Keeping with Tram Road, just past the overlook, and you'll see Alpine Lane. If you walk Alpine Lane and then take Bucklow Trail, we'll see a very lush planting of African corn flag plants just beginning to bloom. These plants spread by corm and seeds, and you can see them throughout the garden. They are blooming here and in the demonstration beds, the children's garden, and even around some of the park benches in the garden. They give the hummingbirds an awful lot to choose from. Walking back up towards the dry lake bed, and you'll get to Lakeview Road. If you walk Lakeview Road, there is a section dedicated to magnolia trees. Most of them are southern magnolias. However, there is one star magnolia, which is the magnolia that blooms earliest in the spring. It's a much smaller tree, and it looks like it's still in the winter sleep mode. The blooms are just beginning and are lovely to look upon. There are other star magnolia trees in the garden, but this one is the first to bloom this year. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.